The Sikora Bakery, established in 1903, is a valued Czech landmark in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The historic bakery in the heart of Czech Village has provided the local community with authentic Czech and Moravian delicacies for over a century now. Apart from the regulars who are addicted to its hosky and koláče, it has greeted Czech and Slovak presidents with rye bread and salt and hosted President Bill Clinton. Nevertheless, the bakery has seen hard times and is now owned by John and Sue Rokarek, who bought it in 2001 to give it a new lease of life. They are both dedicated to keeping the core values and tradition of the place alive. Our editor-in-chief, Klára Stejskalová, visited the bakery a few weeks ago and was given a tour by John Rokarek, who told her about what made a financier acquire a bakery.
I bake. I've owned the bakery for 18 years. The last Sikora to own the place died in 1994, but the Sikora family owned it from 1927 to 1994. They had it the longest. And so when I bought it, we kept the name alone. Everybody knew Sikora Bakery. They knew my background was in banking and finance, so the last thing they wanted to do was see my name on the bakery. We use their recipes. And George Sikora, one of the cousins, he was never a part of the ownership, but he was one of the bakers here. He taught me how to bake. So we're just keeping the tradition going and that. I'm the only person you're going to meet that owns a bakery that never wanted to own a bakery. But I wanted to keep it going. It had been for sale for 3 years when I bought it. And I was afraid it was going to end up being a motorcycle shop or something, you know. So I wanted to make sure that it was saved. And so I asked my wife if it was okay if we made one of the worst financial decisions of our life. Because I knew that bakeries just, they're not cash cows, as they say, you know. It's a lot of work. And we have yet to make that first dollar that everybody talks about when you build a business, you know, and you make all this money. We're still waiting for that, so. But 18 years, had it 18 years, yeah. But we employ people, and we keep the Rohlik coming in. So as long as you can keep the community in Babovka and Hoska, oh, yeah, and Rohlik and Kolach and Kolachki and Zelniki, what else do we make that's Czech? Mushroom tarts. How do you say mushroom tarts in Czech? It'd be hobni tarts. Hobnik. 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 Yeah, mushroom tarts. We make a mean mushroom tarts. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah, there's enough of the people that are still, you know, even though the village itself is there's only two or three of us that are Czech. The rest is all, you know, other businesses and things, which is fine. I'm doing my bit to try to bring more Czechs back in, though. We have there was a company that was down here for many years called Czech Feather and Down. Okay. And they've been in business 120 years, and they make goose down feather pillows and comforters, and they've been doing. And then they clean your old, you know, you bring your feathers, your old pillows in, and they clean them and restore them, and put new ticking on the feathers and things like that. You know, I mean, I sleep on a pillow that the feathers are probably 120 years old. You know, they just, you know, we take them in every 10, 20 years, get them cleaned. You know. And so they're actually going to be having their product in our basement. They used to be across the street, and then they left, and they haven't had a presence in the avenue for, you know, 10 years. And so they're going to come down and use part of our basement to sell their product and stuff. So it'll be nice to have them back. So we're trying to do our part to bring more Czechs in and stuff. So yeah. We used to have a meat market down here. We lost that in the flood. Poland's meat market was here since 1927, and we lost them in the flood. We had 8.5 feet of water in here. I don't know if you were told how much water we had. It was horrible. And my wife and I live a half a mile from here, and we were booted out of our house, too. We were flooded out of our home in June of 2008.
So it was like this whole avenue, there was 8 feet?
8.5 feet of water. Yeah, the water was up to the bottom of that picture up there. That picture was painted in oil on the right on the plaster by one of our customers in 1930. His name was Clint Kalosh. And he was a house painter, but he also was an artist, and he didn't hide the depression. It was one of the worst times in our history for economics, you know. Nobody had work or anything. He painted the bakery, and in return, they fed his family, and they wanted to have something to remember him by, so he painted a painting on the wall. And during the flood, people would call from all across the country and say, how high is the water? Did the painting get ruined? They wanted to know if the if the painting was damaged, you know. And I said, no, I missed it by. So
Bill Clinton faced your
Clinton was here. See, he was that morning that I talked about, October 26th of 95. He came to the bakery. Now that was before I owned the bakery, but I had a close association with the people that owned it, because one of the things that President Havelin and Kovacs were the most surprised about when they came, when they flew in, we met them, of course, and we gave them rye bread with salt. And they said, we never see this, you know. And there aren't people in our country that know about this tradition, you know. And so they were really impressed that we remembered, you know, the old century-old traditions, you know, of bringing rye bread and salt to the visiting dignitaries, you know. When President Clinton was here, this is a great story. So the motorcade comes around. This is after the event, right? The motorcade comes around in front of the bakery. Now, I'm getting this from the owner of the bakery because I didn't own it at the time, but I got the rye bread here that was served to the president. But the motorcade comes around. Clinton sees the bakery sign, says, we have to stop. So they stop, and the owner of the bakery, his name's Don Yonda, he's standing outside. He's around the corner out here, right? So they lock down the bakery. He comes in, has a collage with Senator Harkin and his wife, Beth. They're pictured in that picture. And spends a few minutes here. Gets his picture. President Clinton gets his picture taken with the staff over in that corner. And they get their hands around everybody. So, and then he leaves. Now, the owner of the bakery never got to handshake, never got a how you doing, because the security's so tight. He had to see it all from outside. Which was kind of, you know, that's sad. I mean, that's just horrible, you know. But that's the way it goes sometimes, you know. So, yeah. Yeah. And you're here today. We get a lot of dignitaries at the bakery today. So we got people from the Czech Council and from Radio Prague and so on.
All right, there it is.
Are you guys out of here?
Awesome. That's the time it is in Prague. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
You are the best, thank you.
Yeah, ternitsa.
We have blood sausage. Yeah, we have jelito too. And you'd be surprised how many people order that. I thought nobody would order, you know, and we still have people that come in. So this part of the building was built in 1900, and then there were four additions put on the place over the course of about 80 years. This addition right here goes to the back where the windows go, was where they had put in the oven that we lost in the flood of June 08. So that sat back here. And then that oven, even though it weighed 5 tons, it had actually been moved twice from this location to the back. They built another addition. And then 20 years later, this would have been in the early 60s, they built the other addition that goes around the corner here, and that's a cinder block addition. And when I bought the place, that oven sat in that back corner over there. That's where it was. And so we've had to make a lot of changes throughout the years, and this is the oven that we use. We get 1,300 school kids through the bakery every year. And this is our oven that we use now. It's a 1947 Dispatch Baker Boys is the name of the oven. And it rattles a little bit until it gets warm.
Yeah, there's a
lot in there. Yeah. Yeah, this is... Oh, is there some in there? Look at that. Somebody decided we need some in there.
They pork off?
Probably. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So you know what we do? We're good Czechs. We don't waste anything. We will make bread pudding out of those. Look at that. Yeah, we'll have to have a talk with our baker. Find out why he decided to leave 5 dozen. Well, and they're already halfway there to bread pudding. They're already dried out. Oh, man. Wow. And we have a pizza oven. On Fridays and Saturday nights, we make pizza. Try to bring some younger crowd in, you know. Oh. They like the pizza, so. And then, too, we have to have you peek outside here. We build a pergola out here. We're working on it. We almost have it done. But look, we've planted hops. We have our own hops growing, and then we're going to bring the wire up above here, and the shade will be provided with the hops that we're going to be brewing our beer with. What we do is we celebrate Schwake Fest. We have a good soldier Schwake, right? We have a fest every other, the Saturday of Labor Day, and we have... I'm telling all of the Czech Republic and Slovakia that on Schwakefest we have free beer on the patio. So I'm assuming that next year I will have 10,000 Czechs here looking for their free beer, which would be fine with me.